Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys.
You're back with the Restaurant Guys, Francis Schott and Mark Pascal, a stage left restaurant in New Brunswick, and we're here talking with Chef Charlie Trotter, perhaps the best chef in America. I've said that a lot this show, but I really mean it. Charlie, we were talking a moment ago about raw food and your cookbook, Raw, that you wrote with Roxanne and Michael Klein. Can you continue with that narrative?
Yeah, in a word, the Kleins about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, as they would visit the restaurant, would challenge me to prepare raw food for them. And at first I had a very rudimentary understanding of what that was about. And as I studied it more and learned more about it, it was really quite fascinating. And as Roxanne talked about opening a restaurant, I proposed that we write a book together and just explore the ideas. I mean, I'm certainly not a raw foodist. I eat meat and fish every day. But I like the possibilities, and I like incorporating some of those elements onto the menu. And sometimes we even mix the raw and the cooked. I just think it's like anything. A chef needs to have different things as part of his or her repertoire, and not that one has to convert to that, but it's just like the vegetarian thing. Most chefs today have one or several interesting vegetarian or vegetable offerings on their menu, if not an outright vegetable tasting menu. I just think raw food preparation is in that realm as well.
Did you visit Roxanne's out? I'm sure that you did, but did you visit Roxanne's when she was out in Larkspur?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what
I was at the grand opening and went there a couple times subsequently. So
I tell you, I dragged Mark out there. We went out on a wine buying trip, and I made us take a detour up to Larkspur because I'd read about the restaurant and I'd seen pictures of the food.
I am one of your least likely to go to a vegan raw food restaurant in the world.
330-pound Italian-American guy from New Jersey whose family's originally from Brooklyn, and I didn't have the spirit of full disclosure in telling him the idea of the restaurant. So we check into the hotel, and I sort of told him on the way to the restaurant where it was, and we pulled over into a burger joint to see how late they were open, so that Mark and my other partner, Lou, who's also who's a real meat eater, could stop and said, you know, after eating all these raw vegetables, we're going to stop and get some real dinner. Well, we went and we went back a couple of times and had some of the most amazing meals.
It's in my top five best and most interesting meals in the country.
But what was very interesting about that is, and I've been to a few raw food restaurants since, and none of them have really held up, was to see how they made those flavors speak and those ingredients speak. But one of the other things that was very interesting is they used nuts so much that I walked away very full.
I almost felt like I had too much nut butter and nut cream and the ice creams that were made from the nuts. It was actually a much richer, weightier food than I anticipated it being.
Does the raw food that you serve in Trotter's, is that influenced by Roxanne, or was Roxanne's very influenced by you, do you think?
Well, Roxanne showed us some techniques that were very exciting, but we showed her how to combine certain things that would be more effective and how to plate food in a certain way. And so I think, you know, we mutually influenced each other for the sake of the book. The dishes that we serve at the restaurant today are things of our own creation.
When you're not cooking food, what do you need to do as far as preparing food? What are there abiding principles to bring raw food out to show it as a made dish that you would take the time and have for dinner and either live on that kind of food or go to a restaurant to seek out that kind of food? Are there binding principles that abide throughout?
Well, there's a lot of prep that has to be done. You know, you're dehydrating things, you're soaking nuts and legumes and seeds, you are juicing things. There are different techniques to make cheese out of nuts and things. And so when you get things prepped and organized, then you can assemble things very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you first try some of the recipes in that book, it can be a little daunting. But it's like any cooking. When you start to have things as part of your daily repertoire, mise en place-wise, it comes together pretty quickly.
I think that's pretty amazing, and I recommend these books, and you can link to our website later on. You can go to restaurantguysradio.com, and we're going to link you to Charlie Trotter's website where you can find his books and you can find out about his restaurants. But there's not a lot yet written about what you're going to open in New York very shortly. Will you tell us what's coming to New York and when you plan on opening it and how it's going to be different?
Well, we plan to open in October, and don't have a name yet, but it won't be Charlie Trotter's necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
This is really all I've done for 18 years is this kind of very high-end, four-star dining, and I don't know that we're doing something, I sometimes refer to it as Charlie Trotter's letting our hair down a little bit. It's a seafood restaurant, and there'll be a raw bar, oyster bar component, to it, and, But it's a place where you can go a couple times a week. The price point will be about $100 at dinner and about $45 at lunch. And just pristine, clean seafood product prepared somewhat in the style as we prepared here, but without the emphasis on a multi-course dining experience.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a very serious wine program will be in place, just like the restaurant here, and an emphasis on service as well. Michael Graves, legendary architect designer from New Jersey, is doing the design for us, and it's exciting because he has done some restaurants, but he's not necessarily a restaurant designer
right.
architect. He does buildings and all kinds of things. So it's exciting to work with him on this project because he's a real visionary.
How is it going to be, do you think, for you continuing to run your restaurant in Chicago and now having a place 1,500 miles away and also having a place in Mexico?
Well, I'm certainly going to spend a lot of time in New York the first year that we're open just to really stabilize it. It's a quick enough flight. It's only, it's under 2 hours to mm-hmm. go back and forth from Chicago to New York. But keep in mind, in an 18-year history, we have a lot of staff members and
yeah.
a lot of people that have been here a long time and will stay on to continue to run this place. And we have a number of people that we're going to be moving to the New York restaurant as well. So that's one of the reasons I think chefs do open other restaurants, because you get to a point where if you don't take some of your key people and give them the next level of opportunity, you may lose them to somebody else.
And that's exactly what will happen.
It's funny.
We're doing exactly the same thing.
We're
right
building our second restaurant at this juncture as well, and we're a little top-heavy right now, but I know that I've got to give these people opportunities to stay with me, or they're going to have to move on to somebody else,
Well, one thing I can be sure of, Charlie, is that your restaurant in New York will be great no matter what you're doing there.
And the other thing I can be sure of is that Mark and I are going to book a flight to Chicago sometime in the next month. So
hey,
you might
we would love
that.
To see you guys here.
It's a real hole in our whole frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, the restaurant guys. We haven't been to this restaurant. We've read your books. And now we've interviewed you on the radio.
Maybe I'll talk Francis into going to a Cubs game at the same time.
I feel cowed that I haven't been there. Chef Trotter, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us in here in Jersey on The Restaurant Guys.
Well, thank you.
We look forward to your restaurant opening in New York very soon. Again, that was Charlie Trotter, owner of Charlie Trotter's in Chicago, who will very soon open an as-yet-unnamed seafood restaurant in the Time Warner Center in New York that you all have to go to. And you can find out more about Chef Trotter and his existing and his upcoming restaurants and his books on our website, www.restaurantguysradio.com. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. Time is 11:55.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, 1450 WCTC.
You're back with The Restaurant Guys, Francis Schott and Mark Pascal, and we just interviewed Charlie Trotter. Wow, we interviewed Charlie Trotter, probably the most famous, well-respected chef in America. Not famous because he has 10 restaurants, not famous because he has 9 TV shows. He has one fabulous restaurant in Chicago, which is considered the best restaurant in America, which the Wine Spectator magazine called the best restaurant in the world.
That's a pretty big compliment.
World is a big, round place. And he also, or if you were listening to the interview, he was also voted by an organization in Chicago the second meanest man in Chicago.
Behind Michael Jordan.
I would like to be voted the meanest man in New Jersey. How about you, Mark?
I vote for you.
So many people, I'm sorry to say, we have a lot. We value our employees so much there, and the people who've stayed with us for a long time. Many of my friends are current employees and ex-employees who worked for us for years
mm-hmm.
and gave us so much great work, and then we've stayed friends for 10 years after they've left. But we've also sent a number of people just who my favorite response is on day 4 when someone just bursts into tears and runs from the room, never to be seen again. They don't even pick up the
people
last paycheck.
I really do in the interview process try and let people know how hard it is, what the expectations are. And you're always trying to hire somebody with the right attitude. That's so much more important than experience, is hiring somebody who gets it. But every once in a while, and not more than every once in a while, because only 1 in 4 people move to the next position.
Someone who gets it and someone who has thick skin because they work for us.
Yeah, it's hard. We're constantly on you. But every once in a while, someone will just realize that they've made a horrible, horrible decision and try and escape. Okay, I'm reminded, in the middle of service, I'm reminded of the guy we found in the basement trying to go through the trap doors so he wouldn't have to walk past us on his way out the door in the middle of the shift.
And the other person said, those doors are locked. They're chained shut. You're going to have to go out the front door. And then we hadn't seen that. Another employee sort of amusingly told us this story. And we said, where did Ralph go? Where is he gone to? And we saw him leave because he didn't want to go out the front door. So he tried to sneak out the back. And the mayor of New Brunswick was sitting at a table.
In his way.
And because that was an entrance that wasn't really used. And he actually said to me, he made the mayor stand up as he was trying to sneak out.
He said, he could escape.
Excuse me, could you stand up, please? And they snuck out behind him. My favorite response, though, is that, as this happened to Mark, and I just stood there and watched, was a young lady worked for us for a short period of time, and we're talking, and she just got quiet and quiet, and her eyes sank back in her head, and it was like she wasn't listening anymore, and then she literally just burst into tears, turned around, walked out of the room, never to be seen again. So I vote for you for the meanest man.
No, you are so much meaner than I am. Stop.
Well, we've had
everybody knows. Anybody who listens to us knows how much meaner you are than
we've
I am.
We've had a great hour talking with Chef Charlie Trotter, the best chef in America. You're listening to the best radio show on food and wine in America. This is The Restaurant Guys. I am Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
And we are The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey.